This year, our country is experiencing two major parades. In 2018, there's two major parades. One is coming up on November 11th. It's planned by President Trump. He's planning a huge military parade down Pennsylvania Avenue with soldiers and military hardware to display America's military might, just the way they do in North Korea and China and places like that. The other parade happened yesterday. How many were you there for the March for Our Lives, right? This is the counter demonstration because it's about nonviolence. It's young people saying, no more silence, end gun violence. No more silence, end gun violence. The students are parading for nonviolence. So if you understand these two parades, one to display the military hardware and the other to protest the violence, you'll understand what happened on the original Palm Sunday. Because on Palm Sunday, 2,000 years ago, there were two parades. One was staged by Pontius Pilate. He came in from his palace from the west, on the west coast where he lived. He always came in on the Sunday before the Passover with his war horses and his weaponry and his chariots to intimidate the Jews so that they wouldn't revolt, because the Passover was a time that the Jews celebrated freedom, freedom from Egypt. And the Romans were afraid that the Jews would revolt against Rome too, so they tried to scare them. Then Jesus had a counter demonstration. He came in from the east, from the Mount of Olives, and he doesn't come on a war horse or with chariots, he comes on a donkey. And this is a counter demonstration proclaiming nonviolence. Now last week some of us were in a demonstration in front of the federal building. It was the 50th anniversary of the My Lai massacre in Vietnam. Some of you might remember 50 years ago that our troops killed 500 innocent men, women, and children in My Lai, Vietnam. And we were there to protest or to remember the lives that were lost that day. So we stood on the sidewalk, had the big banner, the Vets for Peace talked. You know, to organize a demonstration for peace, it takes a lot of work. You have to set the date, you got to get the banners, you get the bullhorn, you line up the speakers, and you get the word out. There's a lot to it. The same thing for Jesus. Jesus is the one that organized the demonstration. He organized the Palm Sunday parade. He set the date. He wanted it to coincide with when Pontius Pilate came, and he got the donkey. Here's what he said. He told the disciples, untie a certain donkey and tell the owner the Lord needs it. The Lord needs it. It's the only time he ever called himself the Lord, and it's the only time he ever said he needs it, needs anything. Why did he need a donkey? Well, he needed the donkey the same reason Pope Francis, 3 years ago when he came to the White House, needed that little Fiat. Remember? He came in this little tiny Fiat. The symbolism wasn't lost on anybody. They all got it, that Jesus is calling for humility and simplicity in the face of all this power. And Jesus' choice of a donkey, that symbolism was not lost on his people, because all the Jews knew the prophet Zechariah, who said, here comes your king riding on a donkey, banishing the weapons of war. They knew that. This is a nonviolent demonstration to banish all weapons. Here comes your king riding on a donkey to banish the weapons of war. So Jesus needed the donkey to make a statement. All parades are about statements. President Trump wants to make a statement about whose weapons are bigger than other weapons, and Jesus wanted to make a statement too about who's in power, who's important, who's in charge. And so basically Jesus was saying by this demonstration, hey, Pontius Pilate, there's a new king in town. There's a new world order coming, not of violence, not of military strength, but of peaceful nonviolence. And Jesus chanted, you've lost the path of peace. You've lost the path of peace. Just the way the kids were saying, no more silence, end gun violence. You've lost the path of peace. And the people shouted, "Blessed is he who comes in this new kingdom that is coming. A new kingdom, a new world order is coming." So Palm Sunday is a political day. This is the most political Sunday of our year. Jesus was calling for an end to Rome's violent oppression of Israel, but more than that, he was calling an end to all violence everywhere. No wonder the Romans got rid of Jesus. The Jews didn't kill Jesus. The Romans did. They saw him as a rival king who was stirring up trouble. They used crucifixion for people who threatened the Roman Empire. Jesus was dangerous to a society that wanted to hold on to its power. That's why they killed him. Jesus' peaceful demonstration that day was similar to what Abigail did in the Bible earlier. Abigail. Do you know the story of Abigail? You're saying, Abigail who? Here's the story of Abigail. It's in the first book of Samuel. King David was about to wage war on this man named Nabal and take all his possessions. So here comes the army. But his wife Abigail heard about this, and without telling her husband, Abigail organized the caravan. She told all her servants in the middle of the night, "Get all these donkeys ready, and get some bread, get some wine, get some meat, get some figs, get all the best food that we have, and put it on those donkeys." And so she leads this caravan in the morning up against King David's army, and she herself is riding on a donkey. And she tells the king, "Please accept these gifts and don't shed any blood today. Lead your army back home, and may God be with you." What a valiant woman who took a risk. She leads this peace caravan of food to David, no weapons, just food, and she asks God to bless the enemy. "God bless you. Go back home." She feeds and prays for her enemy, thus averting a bloody battle that day. Plus, she's riding on a donkey, just like Jesus. So Abigail was a nonviolent peacemaker in a world of war. She's an alternative to the hate and bigotry and rage and bloodshed. Like Abigail, Jesus rides his donkey of nonviolence, proclaiming nonviolence and love of enemy. Now, what happens on Palm Sunday sets the stage for what happens later in Holy Week about nonviolence. So he proclaims nonviolence. You've lost the path of peace. On Holy Thursday, he's arrested. Peter goes wild. He takes his sword and cuts off the ear of the servant of the high priest. Jesus says, "Put down the sword. Put down the sword." That's not how we do it. Then he healed the ear of the servant of the high priest. This man comes to arrest him, and Jesus heals him. He loves his enemy. The same thing the next day on the cross. He says, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." Who's them? His enemy, the Romans. The Romans are killing him. And he said, "Father, forgive them, for they don't know what they're doing." He doesn't call them evil. He doesn't call them monsters. He says they're blind. They don't know what they're doing. What a lesson for us. The next time anybody hurts you, don't say they're a monster. Don't say they're evil. Say they don't really know what they're doing. If they knew better, they'd do better. What a lesson in nonviolence. All the way through it, from Palm Sunday, Holy Thursday, Good Friday. Forgive them. Corrie Ten Boom was a famous Christian who hid Jews in her home. The Nazis arrested her for that and sent her to Ravenwood concentration camp. After she escaped from the concentration camp, she gave a talk at a big university. They gave her an honorary degree, and everybody gave her a thunderous standing ovation. Later, a reporter said to Corrie, "Was it hard to remain humble when everybody was singing your praises?" And Corrie said to the reporter, "Young man, when Jesus rode into Jerusalem on a donkey, and all the people were waving branches and singing praises, do you think for a minute that that donkey thought the praise was for him?" I am the donkey on which Jesus rides to glory. I give him all the praise and honor. Holy Week is not about us. It's about Jesus. It's about his peace and nonviolence. We're only the messengers. Just as Jesus needed the donkey, he needs you and he needs me. He needs us to follow him. We're part of his succession plan. It's not going to work unless we do it. Unless we do it. Last Tuesday, a man came into my office for a routine appointment. I met him in the front lobby, and I said, "Follow me." And he goes, "Huh, just like the Bible, follow me." And I said, "Well, it's hard to get to my office. You got to go down this hall, turn left in front, go through like a door, and then the step well, take another door, go down another, turn left." I didn't want him to get lost. Jesus says to us, "Follow me. Follow my radical nonviolence. Love your enemies. Forgive everybody. Be compassionate with all people. Follow me on this risky peace parade. Because you've lost the path of peace. You've gone astray with gun violence. So much of the world is on the wrong path. I don't want you to get lost."